Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes! Goal! Another Premier League victory.
Running a football club can often take it out of you.
Let's keep going, team. The big match is coming up.
Fortunately, I have a place where I can go to relax. Broadleaf Country Club offers an exclusive spa with a full treatment list. Ooh. But if that isn't your thing, we've got plenty of other options. Swimming. Tennis. Golf. Archery. Bullseye. Or why not take a stroll in the surrounding woodland? Feel at one with nature and the local wildlife. And after all that, why not head to the award-winning restaurant for some delicious local cuisine? Medium rare. My favorite. Broadleaf Country Club. Get your membership now.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
And it's basically like, what it is, like, not holding on for the odd point here and there, that's what's costing us games, you know? Like, we had the game at 1-1, and that's a good result at Leicester, to be fair. And when we lost out 10 minutes ago, it's concentration. Simple as, you know?
Well, that and a controversial VAR decision.
Very controversial. Very controversial.
Yeah, I think, you know, like, I've said what I've said about that, and I don't want to say out further, but, like, Jamie knows I didn't touch him, so that's that.
I want to thank you for joining us post-match, Kieran, but just one final question before you leave us. Eric Van Schmidt, rumour has it that this Europa League tie with Basel is the final straw. Is that what you've heard?
No, we haven't heard anything like that. We just concentrate on each game as it comes and following the gaffer's instructions as best we can, you know? We've got how many games until the end of the season now?
For Ashwood City, it's 13.
Hey, that's unlucky for some.
Billy,
it's just a joke.
Have a bit of respect.
So we've got 13 cup finals, that's how we see it, right? And there's two games against Basel over two legs, so that's 15 cup finals to play in the next couple of months, so, yeah.
That's a lot of cup finals. I hope you'll be suited and booted for each one.
No, it's just an expression.
Right, yes, sir. I know. Kieran Broom, Ashwood City captain, thank you so much for speaking with us and being so open and so honest.
Great to speak to you, Kieran, mate. Take it easy.
Cheers, Billy. Thanks a lot. Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Kieran. Unlucky with the VAR today, but you can't spell Vardy without V-A-R.
Vardlock.
What did you do that for? What was that?
Do what?
Well, that was going to be my sign-off for the show, and you butted in with Vard Times.
It's Vardlock. Vard Times. It's Vardlock.
But whatever. Just don't do that again.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. Off the back of a 2-1 defeat to third-placed Leicester City, Eric Van Schmidt has called an emergency training session in the early hours of a very cold Monday morning. Tension in the camp, however, is at boiling point.
Right, Amir, what in the name of God's arsehole is going on?
Akufo said he didn't want to train. Eric told him to train. Akufo said no. Kieran called him a lazy cunt. Akufo tried to headbutt Kieran and hit Marco instead.
Marco Nepic?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me, that's not good.
Yeah, exactly. So then Marco basically flattened him, stamped on his neck, DeFour tackled Marco, Kieran tackled DeFour. Riviere punched Tim.
Why did he punch Tim?
I think it was just built up anger and he saw an opportunity.
Right.
Then in the chaos, little Dave got a right hook in the eye.
Oh no, not wee Davey Hogg.
Yeah.
Is he still down?
He is, yeah. Lots of blood. So Rachel's going to try and take care of most of it here, then take him to the treatment room.
Right, okay, let me get my jar. It's time to collect some fines. Who do you reckon should get the biggest?
Probably Kieran.
Sorry?
Kieran, you know, the lazy cunt thing.
But hang on a minute. But the headbutt?
Yeah, that too, I suppose.
And the fucking refusal to train, Howard?
Yeah, but Christian needs to settle in.
Howard, this is fucking Battersea Dogs Home, alright? All these players have fucking problems. He's not special. I can't sit by shelling out 210k a week on a player that needs settling in time, alright? I need fucking settling in time. We all need settling in time.
Fine. So Kieran and Christian are your two biggest fines. Actually, I suppose Marco with the next step.
Fuck's sake, right. Let me go and collect my winnings. Right, you and you, follow me this way. Hang in there, Davey boy. Oh, fucking hell, that is a lot of blood. Kieran, over here.
Fucking hell.
Aye, fucking hell. Every single one of you is fined 2 weeks' wages. I will not have this playground bullshit on my training ground. You want to kick pieces of shit out of each other? Then go and do it in the bathroom of a tiger like a fucking normal person. Now fuck off and get us out of this fucking mess, or I'll swear to God I'll take more than money off you. I'll take your family. I'll take your loved ones. I'll take your wee bollocks and flog them on eBay and give the fucking proceeds to charity. Now go. Fuck off! And if there's any of you continental lads that didn't understand what I just said, it was fuck off! Ein fuck off! Fucko offo, I'll fuck la off! Kieran, come here.
What?
You're not fined, alright? Don't let him rile you up.
He's on a fucking fortune, mate. I gotta put him in his place, huh?
He'll learn. Now fuck off.
Cheers, buddy.
Hey.
How'd I take it?
With the smile and grace of a group of gentlemen with piles of money so high, they wouldn't even notice a missing wage packet.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem, that.
What the fuck's happened? I came as soon as I heard.
Goodness me, must have been exciting. What did you hear?
Oh, don't be gross in front of Howard.
He's a coach. He's about to walk into that building behind us with about 20 corks dangling about all over the place.
He's right.
So what happened?
Well, first of
all, just a training ground bust up.
Oh, I hate it when people say that. Don't say that.
There's no other word for it.
Bust up.
Aye, bust up.
Why did you run ahead?
I didn't run ahead.
You did. You sprinted past me.
I wanted to know what happened.
Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
Yeah, well, you could do with some exercise.
So, what happened then?
Training ground bust up.
Bust up? What are you, a reporter for The Sun?
That's what it was. Right? Right, Woody?
Aye, just a bust up, pal.
Is it sorted?
Aye, sorted it, all right? Don't you worry. I'm a bust up buster. I don't fuck around.
Speaking of fucking around, did you find Kieran?
The official word is yes.
What's the unofficial word?
Cover your ears, Howard.
Fuck's sake.
No.
Why? Why didn't we find him?
Because.
Woody, that's not how the word because works. It's a preposition used before an explanation.
It's just the destabilising nature of the Akufo deal, you know? Kieran has to be given the benefit of the doubt in this scenario.
Can I uncover my ears yet?
The benefit of the doubt. Aye. If it's a bust-up, then all members should be prosecuted to the full extent of, well, me.
Trust me, Patrick, this is a... Are you wearing makeup?
It's foundation.
Going somewhere nice?
London.
Ooh, off to see the Queen.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, is it MBE day?
It is, yeah.
Ah, congrats, pal.
Thanks. Yeah, looking forward to it.
I can see that.
Well, the PR team said that I should get makeup sorted beforehand as I'll be on camera for it.
Ah, of course.
And, you know, sometimes they'll do interviews after, so best be prepared and all that.
So who's swinging the sword?
Not Liz. No, she's too knackered, I think. Probably one of the other lot. Charles, maybe.
Christ. I wouldn't trust him with that thing, you know. I'd sooner go with Andrew. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? I'd have Willie.
Yeah, might get Will, yeah. Yeah.
Now, he can handle a bleed, I reckon.
What's giving you this indication?
He just looks steady, you know. Plus, he's got character, hasn't he?
No.
Yeah, sorry, you've lost me on that one, Woody.
Ah, he does. He's built up character over the years, hasn't he? Dead mum, phone getting hacked on a weekly basis, his brother ran away from home, all that shit.
Ran away from home?
Oh, do we get to come and watch?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because this is a huge achievement for me.
So?
So I don't want to share it with you two.
Who are you sharing it with?
Just me. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Saddo. MBE for services and being a saddo.
Oh, very good. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for sorting whatever this was, Woody.
A bust up.
Stop saying bust up.
Oh.
Guys, what the hell happened? I just heard.
Hey, Dwight.
Bust up. Big training ground bust up, but I've sorted it.
Why aren't you wearing a top?
What?
Dwight, it's fucking freezing and you've got your nips out.
I was meditating.
All right, that explains. Close your mouth, Jess.
Sorry.
Who's responsible? Don't tell me it's that guy.
What guy?
Akufo.
Of course it isn't. He's as good as gold.
Yeah, gold shoes, gold car, gold phone.
He's destabilizing the team. God damn it, I knew it.
To be fair, it was never very stable.
Yeah, thank you, Woody. Good point.
Why is Howard stood here with his hands on his ears?
Oh, he's just working on something.
I'm going to go speak to the guys.
Whoa. Who's the guys?
The players and coaching staff? What?
No, it seems a little... Doesn't it, Woody?
You didn't say anything, pal.
It just seems a little... You know what I mean, Jess?
No. Don't know what you mean.
Patrick, what are you trying to say, buddy? That I can't go over there?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Could we maybe have a talk, Patrick, in my office?
Oh, I've actually got an appointment in London.
Can it wait? Who's it with?
It's with Buckingham Palace. You know, I'm going to be honoured for my services to football. But, you know, I'd love to have a meeting with you some other time. Sounds great.
Chris, make sure that mess is sorted.
Don't worry about it, Dwight. The only real concern is with Davy Hogg there.
Where is he?
The one with a bandage on his face twitching on the floor.
Who's that guy?
Who?
Oh, shit.
Who is it, Patrick?
Jess, reporter.
I'm on it.
I forget how fast she actually is, you know.
Yeah.
Give it to me. Give me a fucking camera.
No, it's too late. It's too late.
What do you mean it's too late? It's not a fucking bomb. Give me it.
It's uploaded already. It's connected to my phone. It's uploaded.
Fuck. Oh, what did you get?
The bust up. The whole bust up.
All right, I'll give you 20 quid for the video.
No, fuck off.
All right, fine. 20 grand.
That's a big jump.
20 grand or I'll slam this car door in your head repeatedly until...
Until what?
Until probably lunch because I've got leftover takeaway from last night and it's fucking delicious.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Pad Thai.
Chicken or prawn?
Chicken.
Sounds good, actually.
Look, I'll give you 20 grand and the Pad Thai.
All right. I'll speak to my boss.
Yes.
Do you think she got the footage?
More importantly, do you think he's still alive?
God, we do not need this right now. God damn it. What is it with this place? Come on, Dwight. Come on, buddy. Cool it.
Lots of pressure in this league, you know. These things happen. Sometimes it's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I've got to run.
Hey, thanks for resolving this matter, Patrick.
That's fine, Dwight. It's what I do. You know, it's what I do. So, hey, anyway, take care, guys.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, it's that dog shit. What? Oh, why are there dogs on the training ground? Oh, no, it's all over my brogues. Oh. God, I just had
David's back up, you know.
Oh, that's good. I saw him in the under 23s. He's not bad.
Hey, he's half decent.
Oh, God, I bet that's got to be soft.
You catch a glance of any other good ones?
I think you're right about Nakatomi.
Hey, definitely could be something. Isn't that right, Howard? Howard!
What?
Howard, we're asking you a question.
I was covering my ears.
Fucking rude, man, honestly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot,
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking hour?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
When you say this isn't really your field, Natasha, what do you mean?
I mean exactly that. It's not my field.
Well, I'll tell you what. Take off your flats, put your wellies on over your Lululemon yoga pants, and come and join me in this field. Mind the dead cattle and the fertiliser. Try and avoid the gropey farmer. He just wants a wife.
Fine. What is it? What do you want?
Go to the Herald and read the email I send you to their face.
Why?
Because my email seizes their right to use the material at our training ground.
But you still want me to go down there?
They'll defer it. Pretend they haven't read it and do the story anyway.
Can't you pull it then?
No, that will be too fucking late, you moron.
All right. I'm heading down there.
Thanks, babe. Okay, love you.
I'm on the toilet.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
What do you want?
Number one or number two?
My number 78 of number ones of the day.
All right, listen, Pissy Pants, can you give us a rundown of companies that sponsor us and place adverts in the Herald?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, that was easy.
Piss easy.
Get me that list as soon as possible.
That was good. Fine. Can I ask why?
Yeah, I need to threaten the Herald, and the only way I can think to do that is to go to the sponsors.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Why are you flushing after a wee?
You don't flush after a wee.
No.
Ew.
What's wrong with that?
That's fucking gross. Why are you so fucking gross?
You're heading towards 100 pisses a day. You're wasting water.
Do you wash your hands as well?
Of course I wash my hands.
I don't believe you.
I don't care.
What was this conversation even about?
Piss. Mostly.
So, why do we hate the Herald now?
Something happened at the training ground and a photographer got it.
What happened? A bus stop?
Yes, apparently one of those infamous bus stops.
If I know the Herald, they'll shelve it for a better story.
I don't have any.
How about Ashwood City's communications director doesn't flush the bog?
Look, that's headline news.
Call Patrick, see if he can offer them something.
All right, can you just get me that list? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you pissing again?
Of course I am. There is a baby fingering my bladder.
Right, okay, seeing as you have better things to do, I'll speak to you later.
Right, bye.
Don't forget to flush.
Human beings on the entire planet, about to be honoured for something for the first time in my life, alongside some of the most esteemed and revered individuals in the nation. This had better be important.
Do you flush the toilet after a wee?
What?
If you have a piss right, and the colour is all fine, like it's not like a Barocca aftermath or anything, do you flush?
Sometimes. Depends on the occasion.
What was the last occasion you flushed after a piss?
Using the loo in Buckingham Palace.
Fair enough.
What do you want?
I'm throwing everything I can at the Herald.
Yeah, and?
Boy, I think we might need to distract them with a big juicy bone.
You want me to leak a story to the press?
Yeah, you've never done that before.
Absolutely not.
Something big-ish. Something that would keep the training ground bust up off the back page or front page or any bits in the middle or the website or
yeah,
the app.
I get it. Okay, I'll see what I can do. Hi, Gareth, it's me. Look, this training ground thing, No, I know. What do you mean you do a lot of favours for me?
No phones. Excuse me, sir. Off your phone immediately.
Fuck off immediately. Gareth, don't let this stupid training ground fun and games ruin a good
Get
thing.
Get off your phone right now. This ceremony is about to begin. Phones are not allowed.
Shh.
No, you...
I'm trying to make a call.
And I'm trying to tell you to be quiet.
Gareth, listen to me.
Give me that.
Did you just break my phone?
You broke the rules. I broke your phone.
It cost £900.
Right, if everybody would like to move to the reception area...
It cost £900, you twat! Oh, come here, you... You've got...
Bust up at Buckingham Palace, says the Herald. That's the full story on Patrick Nolan's altercation at the heart of the British establishment. Some images here of the ceremony. Nolan getting down on one knee in this one. Think he was expecting a sword. Sorry, Patrick, that isn't required for just an MBE. Maybe next time. I don't think you'll be invited back, though. Battle Royal, says the Mirror. A royal pain in the Express. A close-up there. That's Patrick Nolan's black eye, unfortunately for him. His Royal Cryness in the Sun. Shots of Nolan appearing to tear up after the fight was separated. And The Guardian here with Manchester City banned from UEFA European football competitions in light of FFP scandal and failure to comply, blah, 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 blah. All right, that's a bit wordy, that one. Here's the Star. Shake and bake. City cook the books in FFP scandal.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.